Good to have Morgan back.
It is. It is. And Morgan always brings a sense of stability and just communication, all that good stuff. Good to have him back.
Really has been a, I don't want to say 90, but it's been a pretty big difference when he's played and when he hasn't played. What do you think that is? I mean, it's the defense as a whole just played so much better with him in the lineup.
I mean, obviously, I mean, you get one of your better defensive players back on the field, and the more good players you have off there, the better you're going to be. I wouldn't look into it any more than that, but obviously, I mean, the communication and things do seem to run a little smoother when he's out there, but anytime you can add a player of his caliber back on the field, you're going to be better defensively.
DP, how he got the one pick, but how mad was Ha-Ha that he didn't have two from that game the other day?
They're pretty upset. You don't forget those, and particularly ones that hit your hands. You know, we talk about it all the time. You know, you catch the ones that hit your hands and make a couple great plays here and there, you'll be sitting on 5-6 picks a year. And he let that one get away, and he was fortunate enough to come back and get the other one. But hopefully we can make up for it.
You know, I'm pretty drunk. The first one, I was like, God, his year has just been, you know, it's been a struggle at times. Can the second one be, I don't want to say a turning point, but you get Morgan back, maybe he doesn't have quite the same responsibilities, makes a play, can it kind of get him going this season? Because I know it's been kind of...
Yeah. I don't know if I use the term struggling. I mean, it's just, I think sometimes too, it's opportunities and so forth, but Ha's confidence is at a all-time high. It hasn't gone anywhere, and we know we got more to give, and we can play better, and so that's kind of the mindset, and we know where we're at, and we need all of our guys to be at their best, and so that's what we're expecting going to Pittsburgh.
What have you seen from their tight ends? Obviously, the receiver and running back get all the headlines, but the receivers or their tight ends made some plays too.
They are good. Again, they're probably not Heath Miller, but those guys are very, very capable. And James and the other guys, they can make plays. And Ben does a good job of finding those guys in critical moments and giving those guys the opportunity to make plays on the ball. And when it's in their vicinity, chances are they usually end up making the catch. So they're solid tight ends, versatile, can do both. They can pass block and get out in the pass routes as well.
So many guys on the staff that have spent time in Pittsburgh. Do you guys like argue about which of your favorite restaurants you guys are going to go to, or what?
It's funny you say that. I was just looking at an Italian place that I'm going to go to when we get there on Saturday. The offensive staff was bragging about it the last preseason game we played there, and I was telling my wife about it. And so hopefully we'll get a chance to check that out. I know I'm going to, and we'll see if she can make it.
Don was talking about when you came in as a rookie and he was there. I mean, is there something about that? There's a great football town, obviously, but is there something about Pittsburgh just as a football town, working there, playing there, et cetera?
Similar to Green Bay. I mean, you got the tradition. I mean, they got a winning culture, great people, very knowledgeable fans. Pittsburgh's fans may be a little bit more brash and a little bit more vulgar than some of the fans here in Green Bay, but nonetheless, very, very similar. And that's a big part of what makes it go. When you go there, you know you're in Pittsburgh. As if you come to Green Bay, you know you're in Green Bay. And so you're talking about, you know, two kind of almost like two football capitals when you look at the history and the tradition and just a great atmosphere. The guys are going to be in for the guys that haven't played there. They're going to be in for a real treat just in terms of just the environment and just the history and the tradition. So it should be a great, great environment, just like people when they come to Green Bay. I mean, you go in Lambeau, I mean, it's a special feeling. So it should be a great atmosphere for us.